Buddy Seat. I'm your host, Erin Willenberg, and you've found yourself in the best seat there is to hang out and learn all things agriculture. Grab a coffee, and snacks are always a good idea, and let's get rolling. And boy, do I have a treat for you folks today. On today's episode, we're going to chat with a Saskatchewan farm girl who's been creating a buzz online with her informational videos titled Learning About Ag with Maddie. Maddie Adamson, who is just 9 years old, is joining us today along with her mom, Lexi Adamson, who farms near Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining me today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Right on. So Maddie, I've seen your videos on Twitter and I absolutely love them. And I think my favorite is probably when you, either the one where you describe seed treatments, or maybe the one about how a seeder works, or maybe the one on women and ag. But to be honest, I just love them all. It's so hard to choose which my favorite really is. But before we get into the podcast today, I want to know a little bit more about you guys. Can you tell me a bit more about yourselves? Lexi, how did you get involved in the farm?
Born and raised. And I guess my parents tell me since the start I knew I was going to farm, and that's never changed. So I went left for college to take some ag schooling and came right back. And I guess my kids are the same. They're just born and raised into it. So,
right on. And what about you, Maddie? What's your favorite part about working on the farm?
I love to help with everything we do, but my favorite is definitely helping out at harvest.
That is my favorite time too. I love that. So I've got to ask you, Maddie, why did you start making these videos about agriculture?
The discussion of agriculture got brought up in class, and I know it's not their fault, but I realize a lot of people don't know where their food comes from or how agriculture works.
Oh, that's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really important to share that message, and I'm just so proud and so impressed that you've been sharing this message. You've been doing such a great job. But why don't you tell me a bit more about creating these videos? Do you come up with the ideas yourself?
I do come up with the ideas myself, but sometimes a family or friend would give me an idea and I would add it to my list.
Oh, I love that. So do you have help in making these videos?
Sometimes if I'm walking around equipment pointing things out, someone will follow me with my iPad, or people will give me ideas.
Oh, that's cool. And so you make them all on your iPad, hey?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so cool. So you've posted quite a few videos already, and I've been watching them all. Now, is there more coming up? Can you give us a little scoop of what's coming?
So since it's spraying, I'm going to do some spraying videos, and then we'll move into harvest, and I'll do some harvest videos, and then I'll move into winter about the management side of the farm.
Oh, I'm glad you're covering that too. That's important as well, the management side. That's awesome. And I just love seeing young people being involved in agriculture and sharing your knowledge. And Maddie, here at Winfield United, we do a lot of work and research about spraying, and it's coming up to that time right away. So I guess I need to test you a little bit on your knowledge. How would you tell someone what an adjuvant is?
So an adjuvant is just something that makes your chemical perform better. And it normally comes in a small container in the same box as the chemical.
That is exactly right. And one really cool thing that we're doing at Winfield United is we're taking that box of adjuvant and we're taking it out and we're helping farmers to pick the adjuvant that they want that's exactly right for their conditions. So that's one thing we'll have to share with you more another day. Does that sound good?
Yeah,
that's awesome. So, Maddie, do you want to stay in the ag industry when you grow up? Do you want to be a farmer, or what do you think?
I think I'm going to teach agriculture when I grow up.
Oh, my gosh. That is the best idea, Maddie. I have many things to tell you about that later. You know, my dad used to teach agriculture, so I just think that's really cool. So I guess, Lexi, you're a farmer, and you've helped Maddie take these videos over the last few months. So what are your thoughts on this and sort of the rise to stardom?
We're so proud of her, but in the same sentence, we're so shocked. As she said, she does this all. So honestly, it's been pretty easy for us. She's just got, she brings an iPad along, and that, I guess that's the biggest change for us. We usually don't have any technology along. My kids are really good at just playing in the cab or having naps or of course eating snacks, but this all started as a school project. We were talking about agriculture. She brought her homework home. And in discussions with her teachers, they said, like, do a couple of videos on the farm, Maddie. That would be so great for you to share with your class. And then my husband and I posted those first couple of videos just on our private social medias, and they blew up. We realized right there that, holy smokes, we better start her own page. And as she said in her first video there, she wants to follow the farm through a year, and we'll see where it takes us from there. But yeah, we're very proud of her, but in this same breath, we're very shocked that that they got the attention they've gotten, for sure.
I've been so impressed. And, you know, the agriculture community kind of rallying behind her story and sharing that on social media, it's been really fun to watch, that's for sure.
It's incredible. Honestly, every comment and feedback, she just takes my phone and we read through them together. She reads through them with my husband. And everybody is so supportive of her and so positive. It's really awesome.
Well, and it really speaks to the message that, you know, lots of us talk about getting that message out about how our food is produced. And sometimes it's hard to share that message, but she's doing such a good job. It's really easy to rally behind that.
I think so. And that's, you nailed it. I mean, I can't document what I'm doing all day. I'm too busy, and I find it really hard to, you know, document when I'm working. And so her just kind of following behind our family, being able to do it herself, it works great. It's awesome.
It's incredible. So Maddie, back to you. How do you feel about getting to work so close with your mom on the farm? I know lots of times there's a bit of a stigma that it's just boys that work on the farm, and here it's you and your mom. What do you think about that?
I don't think my mom did anything different, and I think everyone should be treated equally.
Totally agree. That is awesome. There's more and more women in farming and in agriculture all the time. And, you know, there's even in my office here at Winfield United, we have a lot of ladies that are into the business and are leading the way in agriculture. So it's a pretty exciting industry to be a part of, that's for sure. So what about you, Lexi? What's your perspective on that?
So my kids have grown up with both. Our farm has always been equally the men and women operating day to day or running tasks or being in the house. It's everybody's involved in our farm. So she hasn't just seen the women in egg side. And currently it's myself and my brother and my dad and my mom and, her auntie and my husband. We're all equal, out there. And the day to day work is done by myself and my brother and my dad. So, she gets to see both sides of it.
Sounds like a really great team.
It is. Yeah, for sure. Teamwork gets all the work done. Yep.
So Maddie, I don't know if you heard me at the beginning, but I said that this podcast is called The Buddy Seat. And from your videos, we can sure see that you've spent some time in the buddy seat of the tractor or in the combine. But for those people who maybe aren't in agriculture who might be listening, and they might not know what a buddy seat is, can you give a quick explanation of that?
So a buddy seat is just a small passenger seat. And some of our tractors have it, but some don't.
That's exactly right. Perfect explanation. It's a small passenger seat. So back when I rode in the buddy seat, it maybe wasn't quite as comfortable as some of yours, Maddie. And in our tractors that didn't have a buddy seat, I'd sometimes sit on a pail or a lunch cooler. Do you have any makeshift buddy seats, or do you ever sit on the floor, or how does it work if there isn't a buddy seat?
The window sill, right? On the 7120, you're back on the windowsill, hey? Or on the armrest.
Yep. Not quite as comfortable, but it does the trick.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, well, it looks like we're just about out of time here today, but is there anything else you guys would like to add, or maybe where people can find the next videos?
You can find my videos on my Facebook page, my Instagram page, and my mom's Twitter.
Fantastic. This has been so fun, Maddie and Lexi. Thank you so much for letting me ride along today. This is Erin Willenberg, signing off from the Buddy Seat. Over and out.